Fans enjoying themselves at NRG Stadium for day three of Houston Texans training camp. And these aren't just any fans. These are members of the various Houston Texans fan club out here for the day. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Houston Texans training camp today. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. And Mark, a different atmosphere out here today. The pads are on. They were popping. Boy, it just brought it to a whole nother level.
I like the sound of it. You know, you hear the pads exploding, players getting very physical, Patty. No doubt about it. We're deep into camp now. You know, here we are, day three in the books. And I asked Coach O'Brien about the physical nature of what they were going through today. How much is too much? How do they gauge it?
We have different ways of hitting. You know, we have a tag-off situation where we're not in a lot of contact. We have a thud situation where we don't go to the ground, which is mostly what we do when we're in full pads, and then we go live in certain situations. So, you know, we plan that out. We have a pretty good gauge on where the team's at, but they obviously have to hit. They have to tackle to be able to be ready for their first game, preseason, regular season. We've got to be able to hit and understand what it means to tackle and block and all those different things and take on a block. So, you know, we'll keep ramping it up the same way every day here till their day off.
And, you know, Mark, you told us yesterday you were most interested in seeing the guys in the trenches put these pads on. Yeah. Because that's where you really are getting kind of the banging.
Yeah, you really are, Patty. Offensive line, defensive line. And Coach O'Brien said there were good and bad moments for each side of the football when you look at those trench guys. And look, more physical practice means injury problems as well. Now, Arian Foster nicked up yesterday. Coach O'Brien said it was a, quote, minor deal, whatever that means. I got to get an O'Brien translator for this. And Andre Johnson as well made a spectacular catch in practice, but then went to the sideline and another minor thing, said Coach O'Brien. But there's nothing minor about the physicality of the practices that they're having right now. And Andre Brown, veteran running back, knows it as well as anybody.
You have to mature in a system. I mean, like, to be, it, you know, to make it to the 6th, 7th, 8th, and the 10th, you have to. Because if you're going to continue, you're not 21 no more. I can't just go out there, hit a little, touch the toes, and be ready to practice all day. I can't do that no more. So I just got to make sure that I'm here an extra hour early, stretching, cold tub, and doing everything that I need to do to make sure that my body is ready to go.
Last question. If you could write the script as to what takes place from day four, which will be tomorrow, from here on to the rest of the way out in preseason, what are your objectives? What are you hoping to accomplish?
You know, to continue to learn and grow, getting used to that, you know, getting the chemistry with the line and, you know, the quarterbacks and stuff like that. I feel like today was day one because we had, you know, it was real football. We're banging, you know, we're making contact and we get the real looks and we get to see what everybody's capable of doing, especially in the running game. You know, when you got shirts on, it's not, you know, it's tagged. So you got to move around and stuff like that. So, you know, day four, you know, everybody should have their legs under them and ready to go. You know, we got the whole day out with us in pads and we should be ready to go.
As long as you're in shape, keep our conditioning levels up. I think this team is in real good shape right now. Being the third day into camp, after the conditioning test, it's pretty obvious we're all in pretty good shape out here, so we're excited about it.
Both sides of the ball had some good moments. Both sides of the ball had some moments that weren't so good. You know, that's probably typical for a first day in pads. I thought the goal line, the first team defensive line, did a really nice job on the goal line. We have to get better at that on offense. You know, we got to do a better job down there. Second team offense did a better job against the second team defense. You know, they scored a touchdown, although it took four downs, you know. So, you know, we got a long way to go there. But the guys were competing. You know, the defensive line plays very hard. You know, obviously with a guy like Watt up there, you know, it's a very, very difficult challenge. He's an excellent player. And, you know, so to block him day in and day out is only going to make us better.
The physicality not going on only in the trenches. It's all over the field, and we have to take our first time out here on Texans training camp today. But when we come back, we'll catch up with a very physical Kareem Jackson. Stay with us.
There's not a lot of good things about training camp. Especially here in Houston, man, it's hot, and it is. And I know we're not. So I know Bill's already said don't talk about the weather. It's hot. Believe me. My training camps in the past in Oakland were in Napa Valley at the Marriott, which is probably one of the best training camps there is in the National Football League. It's 75, 78 degrees each day, and so that was an easy, nice setup. But we'll see. This year should be interesting. It's going to be different, that's for sure.
Welcome back to Texans training camp today. As we've been telling you all day, the pads went on for the first time at this day three of training camp practice. Kareem Jackson, as a guy who very physical, likes to hit, how did it feel to be having those pads on out there today?
Felt good, you know. First day back in pads, you know, and since the last game. So, you know, it definitely felt good to be out here. You know, as a team, just buying into the system, everybody learning today and getting better in every aspect. So it was definitely a lot of fun today.
Definitely fun, definitely physical. In fact, you got grass on your face. I'll pluck it off there for you. Just, you know, you told me during OTAs that you kind of welcomed a new coaching staff, being able to learn new things. Now that you've got a couple days of this training camp under your belt, what have you learned out here from these guys?
A lot of energy. You know, it's a lot of energy in everything we do. You know, that's one of the things that he preaches, you know, that and definitely being fundamentally sound. You know, paying attention to the little things, you know, the little details, that's going to make us better as a team. So, you know, if we can do that each and every day and get better at it, you know, at it, you know, I think we'll definitely, you know, take some steps in the right direction every day.
As you head into this season now, a number of years under your belt, what are you looking to accomplish kind of from a personal standpoint this year?
Just for me to get better. You know, each and every day I come out here, I want to get better in some way. You know, do something to be able to help the team, you know, to be a piece to the puzzle, you know, a positive piece, you know, to make us take some steps in the right direction, to be a leader, you know, be vocal out here, you know. I take that upon myself as a player to come out and do that each and every day, and, you know, to help, not you know, just me getting better, but to help somebody next to me to get better, you know, whether it's a young guy or whether it's me and Jonathan talking about some stuff, you know, us getting better, getting on the same page as DB. So, you know, that's definitely my goal now.
All right. Thanks so much, Kareem. We have to take one final time out here on Texans training camp today. Don't go away. We'll be back to wrap things up after this. Welcome back to Texans training camp today. You know, we haven't talked too much about the rookies, and that's probably a little bit by design. But Jadeveon Clowney, all eyes are usually on him when the fans are out here. And, boy, he made a little nice play today.
You can't help but notice him. I mean, how are you not supposed to talk about the guy? He wears 90, which is a kind of familiar number around here. And like I said before, he looks like an avatar. I mean, to call him a linebacker seems almost unfair to the other linebackers. He runs well, made a couple of nice plays today. And, again, it's just part of the process, step one. And I know Coach O'Brien doesn't want to focus on the rookies, but I think he's going to get a lot of attention this year.
Well, the linebackers are getting a lot of attention, not only because of Jadeveon Clowney, but just a lot of talent back there. And their coach, Vrabel's out here looking like a player. We talked about him a little bit earlier in the week out there running drills with these guys, and he's just a high-energy guy and just brings a lot to the field.
You know, if it's possible to upstage Clowney and Cushing when he gets back to practice, Vrabel can do it as a position coach. And, you know, throughout the history of the franchise, we've had some vocal people out here, but man, Vrabel, you can't take your eyes off him and ears off him, more importantly. What he says to his players, aggressively counseling them on the field. So much fun to watch. Patty, I think he could still play, honestly. Like, maybe a game or two. Not a whole season, of course, but he looks like it. I was walking back from practice to catch up with Coach O'Brien inside NRG Stadium afterwards this morning, and Vrabel ran back to the stadium after being out here for 3-plus hours in the heat. So that gives you an idea of what kind of shape he's in.
Yeah, he seems to have a great relationship with these guys, and he actually spoke with us about his inside linebackers.
Coach is acting like a pro. He's being a good teammate. He's around his teammates. He's studying. He's learning. He's getting the reps when he's not in there. He's taking mental reps, and he's working hard on the side. I think one of the most important thing for any injured player or one player that can't be on the field is during training camp, you need to be working your butt off, and your teammates need to see that you're working your butt off. And if you're not, then they ought to be raising an eyebrow. But he's doing that, and so he's being a good teammate.
Even for a guy like him, this is a new system. So there's
yeah, it is. You know, and he'll be back, and he's studying, and he's learning. When he's healthy and ready to go, you know, he'll be back out there.
That's Brooks with his transition, you know, to inside linebacker.
Well, you know, he's working at both spots. Brooks, you can be rest assured that he's going to put a good day's work in. You know, he's going to bring his hard hat and his lunch pail out, and he's going to work for 2 hours, 3 hours, however long we're out here. He's going to work, and he's going to go back in and study. So I appreciate that about him. It's a great example to our whole unit.
Mike Vrabel, one of the many intense coaches on this Bill O'Brien staff. And just to think that he was a linebacker, but he had double-digit touchdown receptions, coming into offensive situations for the Patriots and the Kansas City Chiefs. Actually caught one here at NRG Stadium a few years back. It's just fun to see him on the staff.
All right, well, that's going to do it for us here on day three of Texans training camp today. But be sure to be with us each and every night around 10 o'clock. Check your local listings for the next couple of weeks. But be sure to be with us tomorrow. We'll have Jonathan Joseph on the show. And our very own Dave Raymond will make a special guest appearance right here. Have a great night, everyone.